ions when they're bound to the metal. So here we go. So in the case of the anionic ligands then, we take off the usual ending, chloride, we take off the iode and we replace it with O. So it becomes chloro, bromo, fluoro, iodo, acetato, cyano, oxo, peroxo, hydroxo, hydrido. Now, I guess more normally for me, I'm giving you one of the halogens, I'll throw some cyanos in, hydroxos, no worry, hydridos occasionally, and I've less often gone into the oxos, peroxos, and the acetatos. But I haven't written the exam script yet. I could get all inventive. You know, sometimes I think, oh, this question's just looking the same as every other year. It really needs a bit of a rev.